Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is the regional head of air freight at Liburnia Group, based in Prague, Mr. Peter Tuberich. And we welcome him to this interview. First and foremost, Peter, very welcome to be here.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
I always allow my interviewees to give our viewers and readers a little rundown on their career leading up to this current position. Tell us about your background in logistics. Why did you get into this business in the first place? And what's your story?
It was actually by luck, you know. I was working in consumer industry.
Oh.
A little bit of logistics background, but then I got a call from Danzas in 2001 to start the air freight.
Yeah.
With them, so I did, and after a while, 1.5 years or so, I started for Panalpina, where I spent 17 years.
Oh.
And due to the acquisition of DSV,
yeah,
I decided to not behave like a shape, and went for Scan Global Logistics.
Oh yeah.
Where I spent 5 years, five nice years.
Yeah.
And then I finally decided to join Liburnia Group.
Okay, that's a very interesting career. I mean, quite a big names. You've been with Danzas, exist no more. Panalpina exist no more. And of course, they all left. They all stopped because you left them, right?
Yes, that's it. Let's see how Scan Global does.
Yeah, we can always joke, but that's an impressive career. You certainly have the experience. You are based where? You're based in Prague, right? Prague, Czech Republic.
Yes.
And are you Czech nationality yourself, or?
Yeah, I'm Czech.
You're Czech, okay. And tell us about you joined Liburnia Group, which is headquartered in Croatia, but that I know from earlier interviews. Tell us about the new job you have taken on as regional head of air freight. What's your job?
Actually, Liburnia Group was not really focusing on air freight as such, and I like the idea of diversification of the products of the group, and so I see it like, you know, challenging option to start the air freight, basically for the group as such, you know, and let's call it, you know, regional, whatever. It simply makes sense because Liburnia was focusing on project ocean freight business mainly.
That's correct, yeah.
And there is a lot of projects in the air freight as well.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, I suppose whenever Liburnia, let's say, secures a project, transformers or whatnot, there might be some air freight shipments to follow either before, after or during. And why not be able to offer that to the customer as a one-stop shop, I guess, right?
Exactly, exactly as you say.
Yeah. How do you go about, I mean, being new in the market on air freight, IATA, there are some rules there. I suppose you have a lot of contacts from so many years in the industry. You have the right connections with the airlines and the GSAs. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is basically the most important thing what you need in any industry, to have the contacts, to have relationship,
yeah.
And then you can compete with the larger players, basically,
yeah.
You know, or with the largest ones.
Okay. And in air freight, because many of our viewers are more sea freight oriented, I suppose in air freight, if I have an air freight project out of Poland, you can still handle it sitting in Prague. You can do pick up a door flight delivery, right?
Exactly. You know, this is what I've been doing last couple of years, or not couple of years, but last decade.
Yeah.
You know, touching the other countries as well. You know, starting UK or Northern Ireland, mm-hmm. Till ending in Balkan countries or Italy, Spain, and so on.
Okay. And tell me, I in my past, many years ago, I had some air freight experience. I remember there was a GSA for cargo and sometimes the airlines direct. If you compare it, do you always do the airlines accept bookings directly, or do they always have a general sales agent in between? How does it work when you get an inquiry? Who do you talk to, directly or the agent?
It depends on country.
Okay.
If we speak Germany, then you mainly speak to the airlines. If we speak smaller countries like Czech, Slovakia, Hungary, whatever, then you have the largest players in the airline players basically are based in the countries,
Okay.
but the rest of the airlines have their GSAs,
Okay.
and you speak to the GSAs, but they behave same like the airline. No, they're just their representatives.
Okay. But how do the GSAs then make, do they add on the rates from the airlines, or how, or do they get a commission off the freight that they
They,
charge you, or yeah.
it's all on commission.
Okay. I see. Can you tell some of our viewers, how do you calculate an air freight? I heard some people say, oh, we can cut the weight, or we can do a little bit tricky things. How do you, something about 160 kilo, 67 kilo is 1 cubic meter, or there are some rules as far as I remember. Can you explain a bit about this?
We are not in China. I
Right.
know that the Chinese plays that game,
Yes.
but we can't simply do this.
Right. Can you explain for our viewers how do they do when they are tricky out there? What is the trick?
They do different chargeable weight on the master variable and on the house variable, which is not visible to the airline as such.
Ah, I see. I see. And the house airway bill is what the customer sees, but the master
Exactly.
is what the airline sees. Okay, so they can theoretically earn quite a profit there, I guess.
That's it. That's the game.
Okay. How do you cover your shipments on your own houseway bill, or how do you?
Yes. We do everything under our own wholesaler bills and master bills. At the moment, because we started 2 weeks ago,
Yeah.
we are still waiting for IATA certification, which is supposed to be done within maximum 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, go on.
we got some exceptions from the airlines, so we do it under our own.
Okay, that's cool. So, because of course they know you since so many years there. Are all the airlines are they freight friendly? I mean, some of them, I guess, focus on passengers, or all of them are interested in cargo too?
Airlines, yes, but it depends what airline you speak to.
Yeah.
In case you. I don't want to name the airline names,
Course.
but some of them like the standard cargo, some of them want something special, and
Okay.
that's how they behave, you know, when you talk to them.
Yeah, so a
And
lot
I'm
of
more into something special.
yeah, I understand. And I suppose airlines are like shipping lines. Some are arrogant and some are friendly, right?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, but so even air freight and sea freight is not the same. There are quite some parallels, I guess. Has the market been, for example, for sea freight, we can see the market has been very strong. They have earned heaps of money. Has the airline industry been fully booked as well, or is the crisis now with Trump and all that, is that starting to bite? How is the market, in your opinion?
I don't see any changes in the last couple of months, and because of the Trump's duties and taxes, you know,
Yeah.
what he started, you know, he canceled actually
Yeah.
today in the morning again. So
Yeah, who knows?
I don't see any changes in this one.
No, I understand. And how do you make sure that you, of course, you have competitors. There are a lot of air freight forwarders, I guess, out there. How do you make sure that you are the best one? You are new on the market. Of course, Liburnia is a well-known group, but what do you do to make yourself attractive?
Is the customer service.
Yeah.
know, it's the behavior what you have
Yes.
in front of the customer,
Yes.
and what information you share. It's about your behavior.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to worry about the market share, basically, you
Yes.
know.
So you inform the customer before he calls and ask you about it. You are proactive, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have to call them. We have to call them, explain the situation,
Yeah. And
and then you just go ahead, because you know it, I don't know how it is in US or Asia, but here in Europe it's basically about your name,
yeah.
your relationship with the customer. They don't care what company you work for.
No. So of course, with all your years of experience, I could imagine that some customers will have followed you and continue with you because they like your personal service and then they want to continue with that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What I remember from the many years ago when you have an air freight shipment, it always seemed a lot easier documentation wise. There were airway bill, an invoice, a packing list, and basically that's it, and then it's done. Is it still like that, or do you have more documentation demands for air freight now?
It's almost still the same.
Okay.
You have some PDF file which you need to fill, you
Yeah.
know, for some special things because of the Russia
Yeah.
mainly, you know, but the rest is still the same.
Still the same. So of
Easy
course,
going.
yeah, an air freight file is this, and a sea freight file is like this. And of course, what happens? Let's say you have a collect shipment on the airway bill, and the receiver don't pay. What happens then? Are the airlines then allowed to collect from the shipper, or I seem to remember something like that.
It's not really common anymore.
No.
If we speak master available, it's not really common. It doesn't work, you know. If I remember well, the only airline in the world is El Al, which
Oh
is
yeah.
still able to do it.
Okay, they accept collect shipments. Oh, yeah. Israel, of course, special place. I see that. That's very interesting. Who would you say are the big name ones for the airlines for cargo worldwide, or let's say, of course, depending on trade. Who would you say are the really big ones out there nowadays?
The biggest ones, Kina, DSV,
Yeah.
Schenker so far.
Oh yeah, of course. But now I'm always referring to the airlines. Which one would you say are more active in securing getting cargo? Like we have MSC, CMA.
I think that Turkish has developed a lot in the last couple of years, and they do nice things
Yeah.
which they were not able to do 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Qatar is pushing a lot, you know, into service quality. But of course, then we can speak Lufthansa, Emirates,
Yeah. All right.
and all these airlines, you know, they are really good,
Yes.
but they are still the same.
Right.
Qatar, Turkish are growing like crazy and
Yeah.
developing to be better all
Yeah.
the time.
Yeah. Now I've noticed Turkish Airlines really also on a passenger side, Turkish really, they reach everywhere in the world nowadays. They have grown fast, they have good service. I know for passengers, even in the back of the plane, they have good service, you know. So just like Qatar, it's like the new ones on the block are much better than the old established ones.
Yes. That's it. That's it.
And how do you foresee your own development in Liburnia for air freight? Do you sometimes have projects or let's say heavier shipments where you need charter flights, like say heavy piece, bigger pieces?
This is actually my job for
Yeah.
Liburnia
Okay.
now, to do the charters and some special equipment, let's say military equipment and so on.
Of course.
And from the past, I'm taking over basically, you know, the automotive logistics, so-called, you know, finished cars and so on. So I call it a project business because it's completely different than to one pallet from Europe to Asia.
Yeah, of course it is. No, that's quite clear. In my young days, I worked for Ericsson, the mobile phone company in 25 years ago, and we had several Antonov and Ilyushin charter flights to China, I recall. Do you also, in the case of charter flights, do you go to the airline direct or you go to specific GSAs?
It depends. I speak quite often to aircraft owners, but of course you need to cross-check, and you speak to kind of GSAs in the charter industry.
I suppose it can be again there who has the best contacts and who has the aircraft available at some point. You can really save
Yes.
money if you know the market, you know. So, okay. And do you have any plans to, of course, you're new in the game for Liburnia and air freight, but do you have plans to expand? Can you see that already? Or how do you feel your
Definitely, definitely. You know, that's the aim. You know, we don't want to be here in few FTEs
No.
in Prague in the
No.
office. We want to expand the air freight as much as possible.
Yeah. And do you plan then to have an office at the airport or how do you
We do actually have an office at the airport already.
already. Okay, cool. Yeah, but of course Prague is a famous city in the world, the spring in Prague, as you know. You have a beautiful city. We used to have a meeting there in our network a couple of years ago. So yes, we are nicely located. How do you? One of the final questions here, Peter. How do you view the market for 2025? I mean, we are, one quarter in. How do you see it?
Oh, it's hard to say because, you know, what I can see in last 1 month, basically. The rates are quite volatile. You know, it jumps up and down. But the summer season is coming, basically, and the rates will go down. You will have a chance to procure much better rates, mainly on import out of Asia. So I see it quite positive.
Okay. Of course, it takes time to develop new business, but you have the contacts already from so many years with the big players. So I think certainly that Liburnia has got a good man in you there. So now it's up to prove what you said, right?
Yes.
That's good. Okay, Peter, I think you're new on the block, but I think our viewers certainly would like to hear more about you. And I want to say formally thank you very much for this interview.
Thank you, Bo. Thank you.
Most welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Peter Tyborich. He's the regional head of air freight from Liburnia Group. He's based in Prague. And as you know, Liburnia is a group with several offices, Netherlands, Balkan, and also Czech and Slovakia and other places. And they are quite active. So do contact Peter if you need an air freight, basically out of anywhere, I would say. For me, Project Cargo Weekly, over and out, and until next time. Thank you.